Welcome back, Everyday Business Leaders. I'm Melanie Ake, your host for today's show, coming to you from JP the Geek Studio, right here in Greenwood, Indiana. I am thrilled to have you with us today. You're going to meet our mayor, Mark Myers. So get your journals out and really connect to this show, because you're going to learn a lot about not just the history of Greenwood, but really deep, interesting things that you've never heard before. I promise you. So we're going to connect to and celebrate this remarkable business leader in our own community. Remember, subscribe to our channel and turn your notifications on so you never miss an episode. Are you ready to meet Mark? Here we go. Hi, Mr. Myers.
You can call me Mark.
I am so excited that you're here, because I am a longtime resident of Greenwood, Greenwood High School graduate, and I have so much history and have never had really the opportunity to just sit down and have a conversation with you.
Yeah, I'm happy to do it, because, you know, I was born and raised here as well, Greenwood High School graduate, came back here after I left the country, and just love Greenwood and everything that there is going on here.
You are the Greenwood man.
I try to be.
Well, you get it from your DNA. You know, a lot of people may not know that your father was also mayor.
Yep, Dad was the mayor from 1976 to 1980.
Right when I was going through school.
Well, I was class of 81, so I remember those days well.
Mm-hmm. We've done a lot. If people have not been back to Greenwood, this is what I love about this local program is people that have moved away and they're not familiar with all the changes that have happened. You're responsible for a lot of this energy in the last four terms now that have changed the city. And when we say city of progress, it really has, whether you agree with the things that have happened or not, it has become a thriving city that you drive through now and go, I think I need to stop here.
And, you know, that's exactly what we want. We want people to come to Greenwood. We intentionally narrowed Madison Avenue to slow it down so that people could see the shops instead of fly by them. Businesses downtown are picking up. Their businesses are going great. And it's because we do want people to slow down and see what we've got to offer.
Mm-hmm. I know that Madison was a big controversy.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Because
what's not?
Well, right? Because it was the school. And I think for historians, it's like, oh my gosh, the middle school's being torn down. But what the property has become is really something pretty significant. Beautiful residents, condominiums, a saltwater pool. Like, that's pretty awesome.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
It is. The CRG group that's building that, they do very high class apartments and townhomes, and they're just a great company to work with, and to be able to build keep the field house and expand it. That place is packed every day. It's just so exciting to see the people getting out, being active, and being able to enjoy the community.
Mm-hmm. Well, the design of it from Craig Park all the way around for the library to just Madison Avenue that has been transformed. I think it's amazing when you start to think about the bike trails and the walking trails, and just the community now can come together with the amphitheater and just all of the things that you have done to make inspiration behind that.
Well, you know, I've got a great team. I'm going to give them all the credit for it. But it is really exciting, because we look at the trails up Madison Avenue. When we first started that project, a couple of the people on the city council were just dead set against it, because nobody walks on trails. Trails are, you know, nobody uses trails. And yet I sit there and look out my window every day and I watch all these people, moms pushing their strollers, families walking up and down the streets, people on their bikes. That's what we want. We want people to get out, to enjoy the community, to have a safe place to walk, a safe place to ride their bike, and to also be healthy at the same time, because we're really trying to promote a healthy city.
Mm-hmm. And for business owners, when you talk about economic development, right, the small businesses that have opened up, I could name them, but I don't want to leave anybody out. But you think about now, people can actually stop and shop and have coffee and just sit for a moment, right? And right. not just have to drive by it.
Yeah, and it, you know, it's neat because me growing up on Madison Avenue, knowing everybody that lived in every house, and now all of a sudden every one of those homes are businesses. Mm-hmm. And to see the business aspect take off and then the homes around it take off, and to see downtown thrive again and people want to be there, it's really exciting.
It's pretty cool. I think about all these little organizations that are popping up. You know, the neighborhood association with the library, I think they've started I forget what it's called. Julia's going to kill me. But Discover Downtown Greenwood and Old Town Greenwood and Restore Old Town Greenwood, like all of these really intentionally designed groups to say, well, we care about this, mm-hmm. right? But it's not just, hey, you drive through this community and go visit your Chamber of Commerce. It's really people taking that ownership. And part of, I interviewed Tiffany Woods 6 years ago, and we were talking about her getting permits to have, you know, Easter egg hunts.
Yes.
But that's the kind of community that we live in.
And Tiffany is a go-getter, and she's one of those that helped get downtown going. Lauren Ashby's another young one. You know, it's great to see the young people get involved. The young couple that opened Fresh Pot mm-hmm. on Madison or on Main Street. To see all these young people want to be entrepreneurs and get their businesses going, that's really exciting.
Mm-hmm. And it's the heart of our community.
Yes.
Yeah, it's so cool. And, you know, still Doggins says, for people that don't live here anymore, that's still going on.
Oh, yeah.
So, and it's easy to walk to now and park and then just really enjoy everything else that's happening.
And this summer, we're going to put sidewalks in down there so that it'll make it, you know, we want to keep the car shows. We like them down there. We just want to make it safer by putting in sidewalks with some grassy areas to make it even safer so that more people can go down there and have fun and just bring more people into our downtown area.
Mm-hmm. I know Johnson County, we're right before the solar eclipse, and that's going to happen. So how much money is going to come into Johnson County? What's the real number, do you think, that's going to be affected? Because it's coming for like 4.5 minutes. Through Johnson County?
4.5 minutes, but they're talking anywhere up to 500,000 people coming into Johnson County.
Wow.
And it won't be just for one day. It'll be for about a 3-day stretch. So every hotel is already booked. The airport's already taking reservations for planes flying in. It's going to be packed. And so the businesses are going to be very successful, and we're actually going to be putting out a flyer to all, even the gas stations. It's like, hey, y'all need to stock up on all of your food, your drinks, your everything, because people are going to be here, and they're all going to be shopping.
Mm-hmm. That's so awesome to think. Like, I don't think people that have not paid attention to it, right, they're going to be shocked it gets closer here in the next couple of weeks of, where are these people coming from? But it literally is going to affect our county more than any other as it kind of travels through. So we're prepared. I see all the literature and all the stories, and Aspire has done a great job to do some training on that for businesses. But what do you think the impact will be afterwards? Like the things that we're going to think about, right, that people come and tourists say, hey, we love this community.
Yeah, we're hoping that that's exactly what they're going to do. It's like, we love this community. Look at all these neat stores. We're going to come back and visit again. Mm-hmm. That's, you know, part of what we're wanting to do is to promote our city, promote the downtown businesses, promote all the businesses in the county, and to get people to want to come back to Greenwood and know, you know, who we are and why we're on the map now.
Mm-hmm. Well, you guys do such a good job in Greenwood, and I know we've had trauma in Whiteland recently, and just rebuilding our community, trying to get back from the tornado and the storms that come through all down 65, and we think economic development is the heart, right, of what we're trying to do and accomplish. What's your vision for the next few years, kind of even expanding Greenwood on that east side down 65?
So the east side down 65, we've pretty much put a hard line on where we want industrial to stop. There is a lot of residential that's going to be coming in the next couple of years. There's Del Webb community coming in by Pulte Homes, which will be a 55 and older neighborhood. It's an upscale neighborhood. It'll have a $12 million amenity center.
Wow.
That they're building with an indoor swimming pool, office spaces, meeting rooms, libraries. They'll have their own outdoor pickleball courts because everybody has to play pickleball.
That's awesome.
So that's coming in. That's going to have 545 homes, more or less. We've got a couple other neighborhoods coming in further east. So we're looking to move a little bit further east and a little bit further south. The majority of that will all be residential from now on. And then we'll take the commercial out to State Road 135 and build it south because we go clear to Whiteland Road on 135.
Mm-hmm. That's a huge impact, right?
Yes.
I think about the things that have changed. Wurtsville Road, if people have not been in this community for a while, like it takes me 15 minutes to get all the way over to Stones Crossing now. Because it's so easy, and it's such a wide, nice area. The park down in Greenwood is beautiful, and so I just think people really need to get out and kind of experience all the things that have changed.
Right. You know, with Wurstville Road, again, we put in trails on both sides of the road because we want people to be able to get out, to exercise, to get from point A to point B safely with their kids. Putting in the roundabouts does multiple things. A, it cuts down on accidents. It cuts down on pollution. It cuts down on the time that you're going to be in your car. And, you know, I hear from people all the time, it's like, man, I can be clear from my house over in Center Grove and on 65 in 10 minutes now. And, you know, that's the point. We want to make it a nice, safe, easy ride for them. Wherever they go.
I know Joe has your website here, pulling up some different things about the infrastructure, but I wanted to kind of touch on some of the things that, Joe, if you can pull up the website real quick when you get to that. We've got so many things that we want to share, but especially if people are looking to come into the community, the economic development side. It's so organized and it's such a great place for people to say, I want to know what Greenwood's about. So if they're traveling here for the solar eclipse, right, go here and find out what all there is to do before you get here. Or if you haven't been back, if you're traveling back to see family, check out all of the things that have been added. This is a great website. Just talks really about your heart and how we're changing the community.
Yeah, we redid the website a few years ago, and we constantly keep it updated now. And we want people to know what we have to offer and where it's at, how to get there, the many different things that we have to help people with, whether it's residential they're looking for, if it's the parks they're looking for. You know, we're up to at least 14 parks. We're adding 16 more pickleball courts
in
Freedom Park so that we can have host tournaments there. Greenwood's going to be the pickleball capital of the Midwest.
Sherry Sullivan, did you hear that? Wow.
Yeah.
16?
16 in Freedom Park, and then the ones we already have in pretty much all of our parks. And then we also have the indoor ones where we convert basketball courts to pickleball courts in the daytime so that we can keep those people active.
It is such a fun sport, and it has just kind of all of a sudden been the rage.
Yes.
Right. I remember my aunt moving to the Villages in Florida many years ago and saying, oh, we're playing pickleball. And I thought, well, is that like a board game?
That was the first place I heard of it.
Yeah. And then you realize, no, it's actually an active sport that's super competitive.
And what's funny is I went, you know, clear to the Villages because my mother moved down there. I ran into a couple from Greenwood who said, Mark, you need to build pickleball courts in Greenwood. And it's like, what's a pickleball court?
You think of like shuffleboard, right? Or like you're playing a board game. But it is so much fun, and it's pretty easy to play. You just have to get the right people and the right environment, but we're creating that, that's what I love about growing up in Greenwood and then seeing how it's changed so much.
Yeah. Yeah. It's fun to see the change. And, you know, when I came into office in 2012, downtown was really 75% vacant, and now it's about 95% occupied. Mm-hmm. And, you know, a couple new restaurants, bars just opened up, the coffee shop, there's others opening up as we speak. So there's just so much going on downtown. The new crosswalks, the new brick sidewalks. Mm-hmm. It's just, you know, it's fun.
It is fun. And I think, you know, during the construction, people were driving around some of the old houses in Greenwood. And so they got an opportunity to see how things are changing. There's actually new construction being built in some of those old areas and those old neighborhoods, too. So I just think people need to kind of get back and get their energy.
Hi, I'm Melanie Yake, founder of Everyday Leaders. And I'm excited to share with you a new training resource for your team called The Leadership Game. The Leadership Game is a tool. It's administered exclusively by John Maxwell team members. And when you bring this assessment tool into lead your organization, it shows you the current level of your leadership and gives you tangible and actionable results to move forward. So don't delay, get in the game, The Leadership Game. Exclusively from Everyday Leaders.
I have a fun game. We talked about this before. I give people cards to choose, but these are just thought-provoking questions. And I thought, well, I've got you in the hot seat. This might be fun. Are you game?
I'm game.
Okay. I'll have you draw a card and we'll just talk about, these are provoking thoughts. So these could be quotes or ideas, and we'll let you read that. It must be a good one.
This one's too simple. Name three things that make you smile. My wife, my kids, my grandkids.
Aw, I love that. Now, you have six kids.
I have six children and four grandchildren.
So, pretty big family.
Big family spread all over the world. I have three kids who are in the military. And my daughter, I have a daughter that teaches in St. Pete, Florida. And so, my kids are spread all over the place. A son currently deployed to Qatar. My oldest son is just getting out of the military and moving back to Greenwood, and he's been in 15 years. So, yeah, big family spread all over the place, but best thing that ever happened to me.
You always have somewhere to go, right?
Yes.
Somewhere exciting to go. I love this because you have just put your heart and soul into our community. And I interviewed a long time ago Lee Cockrell, that was the executive VP of Disney. And he was in charge of 60,000 people.
Wow.
Right, every day. And he had to make an impact to say if something tragic happened, if something needed to pivot, if their attitudes needed to change. And I think about Greenwood, right? It's the same amount of people that are running Disney World.
Yeah.
It's 70,000 people now.
Almost 70.
Almost 70,000 people. And so from your experience, like, you know, raising a big family, but it's just like raising a community.
Yes.
So where do you get your natural leadership ability to just keep things on track, keep the energy flowing so that we can make an impact?
I think the best way to answer that is by the truth. You surround yourself with people a whole lot smarter than you are. I have an amazing staff of people. We're like family. I was just talking to my street department superintendent before I came over here. My dad hired him in 1978, and he still works for the city. And I like to treat everybody like we're a family. I was a police officer and a firefighter. So I'm very passionate about public safety. I love my policemen and my firemen. We just have such a great team, and the team that helps me design a lot of the things, they help me with that. And then, you know, I was born in public safety with mom and dad owning an ambulance service, and mm-hmm. I started working with dad on the ambulance when I was 10. So it's just kind of always been my nature to give back to the community and want to be there to help.
Mm-hmm. It is your DNA.
It is.
It is your DNA. And that's why I love you being in here to share that, because I think it's important for people to know your heart and not just, hey, this is somebody that's an elected official, right? We talk about this all the time of you can have a title, but if you just all head and no heart, it mm-hmm. makes a huge difference. So thank you for leading us.
I'm happy to do it.
Yeah, it's a great community to be in. Do you want another card?
Sure.
I have one I'm hoping that you draw because, oh, I'd love your perspective on this. Oh, there we go.
What does it mean to be a good example?
Ooh.
Wow. I try every day to be a good example to everybody I'm around, because you can either be Debbie Downer or you can be the good example and say, look at what we've done. Look at where we've come from. Look at where we're going to. And, I'm involved in both state and national organizations. I'm the president of the Accelerate Indiana Municipalities, which is kind of the legislative group for the mayors and towns. Be a good example to these people. Don't be the guy that goes in and complains all the time and gets upset about things, but instead look to be the person that's looking for the answers, that's going to make our community and our state, every place better. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I want to be that guy every day.
Mm-hmm. Well, you lead by example, so we appreciate that.
Thank you.
What would be your ask for people that are listening? Like, what can we do to serve you?
Just tell everybody about Greenwood and what we need are more people to tell us what they want in Greenwood. What do you want out of Greenwood? And how can we make this happen and make it real? What businesses do they want to see come into the community? We're going over the master plan right now for the city, and I'm intentionally staying out of it so that the people can come talk to my staff and design it's called a comprehensive plan, and it's for the next 7 to 10 years of what we want Greenwood to look like.
Mm-hmm. What do you think some of those things will be? Do you have any idea?
I've heard people want more parks. We want to expand the aquatic center, mm-hmm. which would go to hopefully an indoor pool, because I would love a year-round pool. Mm-hmm. Making changes with some of the roads, straighten them out. Main Street's going to get widened. Smith Valley Road's going to get widened. Those are all ideas that people have brought in and things that we've already are planning for with, you know, the new I-69 coming through and with having an exit on Smith Valley Road. We'll pick it up at 135 and bring it all the way to Emerson Avenue and make it a four-lane road. Mm-hmm. I was just in Washington, D.C. last week talking to all the members of Congress and Senate, asking for some federal dollars to help do the design and the construction of those. Mm-hmm. So I go out to D.C. a lot and lobby for our community to try to, you know, we pay the taxes, give us that money back so we can use it right here in Greenwood.
Mm-hmm. Thanks for being an advocate for us.
I love doing it.
Right. It's your servant leadership, though. And I think that's what has really pivoted and made Greenwood so great.
Well, thank you.
Yeah. Yeah. But it takes a community, right? It takes a village to get it done. And so I really want to just find out, like, what are the ways that we can serve? And I think some of these things, you know, having the public forums and being able to attend, go to these things and have a voice. Like, if you want something to be changed, you can't be silent about it.
Right. Don't be silent about it, and don't be a keyboard warrior. That does really more damage than it does good. And I talk to people about that all the time. If you want to get something done, give us a call, let us know, but don't be Debbie Downer all the time and just, you know, instead of looking at the negative of everything, try to look at the positive and how it's going to benefit you and how it's going to benefit your neighborhood. You know, people were upset about the Madison when we built that project. Yet now all of a sudden the price of their homes have doubled and tripled. Mm-hmm. And, you know, instead of looking at the bad thing of, hey, there's going to be some high-end apartments downtown. No, now my house is worth triple of what it was, and I've got all these new amenities around me. Mm-hmm. And as stores open up, restaurants will be opening up, it's going to bring better things to our community, and that's what we want. We want to make people happy.
Mm-hmm. And all within walking distance.
Exactly.
Right. It's so close, and the design of it. I think one of the things, the field house, right, the new field house, having your luncheon there. Uh-huh. Every year for the last 2 years, being able to transform that space. One of the things I'd love to ask you personally is, we always talk about these event centers. Mm-hmm. You know, all these other communities have an event center, like a theater. Have we even thought about, discussed it? Is it on the docket? Do we need to get people to rally around this idea? What are your thoughts?
I'm working really hard with somebody right now to put in a hotel with a convention center more or less convention center around it. We need that. We don't have that here in the community. My wife is on me really hard, and I really think it'd be a great idea to have some kind of a performing arts center. Mm-hmm. That we don't have. Mm-hmm. And you could use that performing arts center also as an event center when you're not doing performances there. You know, we're ripe for that, and we've got the places we can put it. It's just a matter of how are we going to pay for it.
Mm-hmm. Well,
little things like
let's
that.
Let's start the fundraising right now.
There you go.
We would love that. I think that's one of the conversations that many of us as business leaders and that host events say, we would love to be able to have something like that here in our community and not have to go elsewhere or have to figure out the space or do it even on Zoom. You know, it's so much better if we can all come together and think about, like, what's that opportunity look like? So thank you for being the champion for that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, thank my wife. Yeah. She's the one pushing me to do it.
Thanks, Stacey. Oh, that's great. All right. So I'm going to give you one more card because I know this is the one that I'm going to ask you. These are so fun. These were picked out just for you.
Okay. Parents, what is your favorite cartoon as a kid? And kids, what is currently your favorite cartoon? My favorite cartoon as a kid probably would have been Scooby-Doo.
Oh, love it.
I loved the mysteries and the ghosts and just all that. And what are my kids' favorite cartoons?
Probably Scooby-Doo.
Puppy Patrol.
Oh, Puppy Patrol.
Okay. Or Paw Patrol or whatever that is. The grandkids love to come over and turn that on. Mm-hmm. And I'd just love to sit down and watch them laugh and have a good time.
They just put you in a different headspace, don't they?
Totally.
Yeah.
They're my peace and quiet. And anytime you can be around your kids or your grandkids and just sit down and relax and, you know, it's fun. Mm-hmm. It's fun.
So thank you for being a mentor to our community.
Happy to do it. Thank you.
My last question for you is, who has influenced you the most in your life? And you may say your dad, because you've really followed in his footsteps. Is there anyone specific that you just really lean on when you need that mentorship?
Honestly, yes. My deputy mayor, Terry McLaughlin. I've known Terry all my life. He used to be, even as a five-year-old, he was the protector. Terry would come down the street every day, stop at my house, pick up my sister, go to the next house, pick up the girl next door, and then pick up another girl on the opposite corner and walk them to kindergarten every day. And, you know, Terry grew up to be a deputy sheriff. Then he was the sheriff. And now he's my deputy mayor. And he and I are very close. We can sit down. We can talk to each other, give each other advice. I just think the world of him.
That's awesome. Shout out to Terry.
Exactly.
That's awesome. Well, everybody needs that, right? You need your support. You need to be surrounded by people that can really lift and elevate you. And so we appreciate Terry, and we appreciate you.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, thanks for coming in today.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Yeah, this has been fun. Will you come back?
Sure.
All right. Absolutely. I'm going to keep you on the docket. So as we continue to grow, we're going to get you back in the hot seat.
Okay.
All right. Thank you. All right. So wasn't that fun? I told you. I hope you got your journals out. But if you haven't been to Greenwood, this is why you need to come back. And I really appreciate you tuning in to Everyday Business Leaders, because we really do want to lift and celebrate our community. I hope today you were able to think and grow differently, maybe about your business, but maybe about starting a business here in Greenwood. Remember, the journey of growth and innovation never ends. Just like Mark said, it's our mission here to bring you the best from our local community. Stay tuned. We are going to have episodes filled with wisdom, innovation, and inspiration. So remember to subscribe to our channel and turn those notifications on. We're signing off from JP the Geek Studio, where they say better IT service is just a call away. Until next time, don't forget, it's not what you do in a day, it's what you do every day that makes the most impact. Thanks for following.